Saddam's continued survival in power, in which the victors appear to acquiesce, is a striking exemplification of the inutility of the Western way of warfare, when confronted by an opponent who refuses to share its cultural assumptions. The Gulf War may be seen in one light as a clash of two quite different military cultures, each with deep historical roots, neither of which can be understood in terms of abstractions about the nature of war itself, since there is no such thing. The horrors of the war in Yugoslavia, as incomprehensible as they are revolting to the civilized mind, defy explanation in conventional military terms. The pattern of local hatreds they reveal are unfamiliar to anyone but the professional anthropologists who take the warfare of tribal and marginal peoples as their subject of study. Many anthropologists deny that there is such a phenomenon as primitive warfare. Most intelligent newspaper readers, on whom reports of ethnic cleansing, the systematic mistreatment of women, the satisfaction of revenge, the organization of massacre, and the voiding of territory then left unoccupied, have made such an indelible impression, will be struck by the parallels to be drawn with the behavior of pre-state peoples described in this book. I am particularly grateful to Professor Neil Whitehead